Good night of Shabbos. Share, as always, has learned the schus of Shalema. Ilana Leah Basara, Dina Esther, Astamar, Pesach Shachar de Yisrael. For those that might have been in touch with what's going on in the world, I'm well aware that this week in Eretz Yisrael was a busy week. We're living here in America, relative calm, it should never calm. But for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, things have been very shaky this week. The old problem, our cousins, Ishmael, are at it again. And it's appropriate this Shabbos, nothing's chanting in Yiddishkeit. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Parshas Vayera. The Parsha where we get instructions. How to deal with Ishmael. What we can do to win. There's the American view of how to deal with the Palestinian problem, or the Muslim problem, however we word it politically. The IDF has their view, and then there's the Torah's view, which is of course the most important view, or the only view I should say. In the name Yishmael, which gets named, why was Yishmael get his name Yishmael? The Pasuk says, because Hashem listened to his cries. The Ramban shares with us, this is perhaps the saddest Pasuk in the Torah for us. Yishmael's deep cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ramban, is the secret behind his success ad hayom hazeh. His genuine cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so that he earned the name Yishmael. Because Hashem listened to him. What's strange is that there's a Chazal that says mamash the opposite. Chazal and Pirkei Rabbi Elazar tell us, what's Yishmael? Says the Heilige Tana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how much we're going to suffer at the hands of the Yishmaelim. So he put his name Yishmael, that when this guy and his offspring cause us so much pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yishmael, I will listen to you when you cry out to me. These two Chazalin are an outright stira. Is Yishmael saying that we listened out because Hashem listened out to Yishmael's cries? Or is it mamash the opposite, that Yishmael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to us when we cry out about him, to take him on, to eradicate him? Which one is it? Perhaps it's not a contradiction at all. My father-in-law once shared a Zayar with me, and this will answer this contradiction. The Zayar says, what is the view of the Torah? How to deal with the problem called Yishmael? Says the Zayar, there are two nations that are called Kael, Yisrael and Yishmael. The war does not take place with tanks, with missiles, with Iron Dome. Those are two nations that scream out in tefillah. The rest of the world are a bunch of Avdei Avodah Zarah, idol worshippers. The only two nations that daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the Yishmaelim and of course the Yisraelim. Those are the only two nations. And when we out-daven them, says the Zohar, we're winning on the battlefields. When they out-daven us, they're winning on the battlefields. There's no steer at all between these duchazalim. They're both absolutely right. Why Yishmael got named Yishmael depends on our performance in Beis Medrash. If it's we're davening better than they are, we're out-davening them, then Yishmael means Yishmael, Hashem will hear when we cry out to him. But if Chalil of Achaz, they're out davening us, then Yishmael means Yishma Hashem to the tefillahs of Yishmael. Many of us have been to Maaseh Machpelah and other places where we've seen them davening. Muslims do not talk during davening. So much so, someone shared a story with me. His father was on a plane from London to Boston, one of the locals here. His father was on the plane. And a stewardess came over. His father was davening Shemone Esrei at a seat. And the stewardess came over and started talking to him. We're telling him to sit down. It's time to buckle your seatbelts. And he says, the Muslim next to him turns to the stewardess and says, "You don't see he's praying? How could you talk to someone who's praying?" And he said, the sincerity of that Muslim hurt him so much. Because unfortunately, we see people walking over to people davening. And somehow we can swallow it. If Chalila, that happens. What happens? They're winning on the battlefields. This week there were Nisim Gluyim in Eretz Yisrael. Nisim Gluyim. Hundreds upon hundreds of missiles landing. Nisim, how missiles hit houses, destroyed the house, and everyone walked out unscathed. This is not once or twice. It's happened this week tens of times, like it happens every time they shoot. Incredible. They don't stop shooting, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem spares Yiddish lives. Why? Because every yeshiva was saying Tehillim this week. Shuls were saying Tehillim. Not because of anything else. Yes, we do our shtadlus. Yes, there's an IDF. Yes, there's Iron Domes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us these things to do our shtadlus. No one be naive. When 20 missiles are taken down by Iron Domes out of every 200 or even more, that anything's protecting us besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we learn in this week's parasha. Yishmael, Yishmael, or Yishmael, Yishma Hashem, when we reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ironically, the makor for the first time that a person should daven for Yeshua is in this week's parasha. Sari Menu has a malach that comes and tells Sari Menu you're going to have a child. Vatitzchak Sara Bikirba. Sara begins to laugh. Asks Ramban, what did she do wrong? She's 90 years old. She's been married for decades and she was not blessed with a child. What do you think? What was held against her? Says Ramban, the problem, the avera that Sara did was, when someone says those words, you will be zaycha, she should have said these words. Amen, kein yehi ratzayin. Says the Ramban, a person with emunah. Here's a bracha. Even a bracha from what she thought was a passerby, was a oivide avayda zara, as Avraham Avinu thought. These three men were. You say, amen, kein yehi ratzayin, that's a tefillah, and you could be zaycha to everything. And that's what the Pesach can tell us. Amen is a tefillah. When someone makes a bracha, an asher yatzar, and you say amen, it's a tefillah for good health. Someone says berachas hamazon, and you say amen, it's a tefillah for good parnasa. Someone says zaykev kifufim, you say amen, it's a bracha for good health, for a good back, not to have pain. Amen is a bracha. Amen is a tefillah. And after we see in this week's parasha that the key to success of whether we're winning or losing on the battlefields is tefillah, in that very same parasha comes the lesson that Sari Imenu had to learn. When someone gives you a bracha, live till 120, don't make a wisecrack, don't smile, say amen. Someone says, oh, you should be gesund and stark. Amen. Can you hear that sign? The Ramban says that was sorry. Amen was avera. Amen is a tefillah. Amen is emuna. Tefillah and emuna is one. The only people that daven are people with emuna. That's how we're going to beat battles. That's how the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael are going to be safe. And that's how everything else, parnasa, gizun, shidduchim, happen only one way. Amen is the greatest skula. Last night, here in the shul, we had a Magachir who spoke about Amen in the most incredible way. Amen, Chazal tell us, Kala Oina Amen. If you answer Amen, B'chol Koichei, which Chazal tell us, B'chol Kavona, you are Zoiche that afilo a Gezeira Raz written against someone, a terrible decree gets ripped up. The power of a Tefillah. Amen is the lesson that we learn from Sari Menu. The lesson we learn from Yishmael, the lesson of Parshas Vayera, on a week where Klal Yisrael is on the fire from Yishmael, again, as he was Yitzchak in Parshas Vayera. I'll finish with a story. There's an incredible, incredible book slash sefer written in Lashon Kodesh, I think in Yiddish, now in English, for many years. It's called Ve'imru Amen. And in that sefer, in that book, it's in English as well, incredible stories are written about the Schus of Amen. And I've gone through it many years ago. One story that stood out was a story of a woman that the doctors in Eretz Yisrael gave up on. Gave up. They sent her to America. They didn't send her to America. They gave up. And this woman came to America. And one doctor, she thought, they told her, might operate or might try to do something. She walked in with her paperwork and the doctor said, forget about it. Not going to touch you. The chance of your survival are almost zero. Why would I want to get involved? The woman was shattered. Her last hope that she had, she put into this one doctor in America, and boom, she traveled in her weakened state to America. Broken. What do? You're in Manhattan. There's a yid named Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Bracha. She and her husband decide they're going to go in to Reb Moshe and cry their eyes out. She walks into Reb Moshe and her husband begins to share their whole story. And Reb Moshe says, the doctor won't operate. He says, no. Reb Moshe says to them, Amen is begematria, the same gematria as Malach. 91. If a person says Amen with Kavana when they hear brachas, the person will be zeichet to have a Malach along with them. And if you have a Malach with you, then the surgery will be successful because you have a Malach with you. Amen. Malach, says Reb Moshe Feinstein. The woman says, Reb Moshe, if you were the surgeon, there'd be no problems. But it's a secular doctor. I think they might even bring down the name in the book. I don't remember. And he won't do it. So he writes a letter on his Reb Moshe Feinstein stationery to this doctor, please operate on this woman. Doctor says, and he writes, I'm guaranteeing you it's going to be successful. Doctor starts laughing. He says, which medical school did the rabbi go to? So she says, no, you have to understand, he's the rabbi of America. So sorry. The woman pleaded. The guy said, I'm sorry, there was not, I would do it for you. I can't, my whole... The woman begged him, could you at least do me a favor and come with me to this rabbi? A dying woman. He says, I'll do it for you. They call a taxi. They walk into Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe's short man. Reb Moshe tells the doctor, my name is Moshe Feinstein. I don't lie. I never lied in my life, and I wouldn't tell you something if it's not true. I'm going to tell you something. I promise you the surgery will be successful. Can you do me a favor? Go around the streets of Manhattan and ask if Moshe Feinstein lies. I don't lie, and if I tell you, it's going to be that way. He says, Rabbi, he says, there's going to be an angel. He says, I promise this woman, if she says Amen, there'll be an angel. Doc, there'll be an angel at your side and you'll be famous because this surgery is going to be successful. He says, Rabbi, I wish I could say I believe, I don't. But in your honor, I've heard about you, I'm going to do the surgery. The surgery was al pi neis mamish, the doctor, and the book brings down, the doctor became a Baal Tshuva from the story. All in the koyach of an amen, the imru amen. Amen, says the Paiskim, is a tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that as what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, we're living here with tranquility. People are living in bunkers all over Eretz Yisrael, in shelters, I should say, with pachad. Kids are not going to school. Kids are not falling asleep, even where it's safe, because of the fear that they're hearing and seeing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. We're going to be mechazek u'tefillah. This Shabbos, tomorrow, we're mechazek u'tefillah, we're mechazek and amen. I know it's a chosh of people who are makbid gomer when they make brachas, so much of me there for say amen. Many years ago in Lakewood, they aired a video, a live feed by a Lev La'achim event of Reb Chaim Kanievsky and his Rebbetzin. The first thing in the morning, because it was already evening in Eretz Yisrael, so the live video showed him early in the morning, showed every morning they got up, Reb Chaim Kanevsky said all the brachas, and his wife, the tzaddikas, Reb Zin Kanevsky, said amen. And then she said all the brachas, and he said amen, and that's how they started their day. They both, Reb Chaim had a lot to do, but he sat and said amen on his wife's brachas. Amen. Emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. Emuna, that our tefillos is what's going to make the difference in Eretz Yisrael and in America and everywhere else. And have a good Shabbos.